Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special NFL draft prospect look at Josh Ross, the linebacker from the University of Michigan representing the Wolverines. So if you like this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, subscribe for more awesome football content. We are live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Daily episodes of our podcast are uploaded to anywhere listed podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find us over there thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. We have clips of all of our shows on our Instagram account at 100th Football. And finally, we just thank you guys so much for all the continued support you've been giving our channel here lately. We have done great numbers as of late on Facebook and YouTube, primarily also the podcast. And it wouldn't be possible without you, the fans, downloading, commenting, and all that each and every single week. So just another big shout out and thank you to all of you out there who continue to watch our videos and comment and all the other great things. We couldn't be doing this without you, your support and your help. So thank you once again. All right, let's get into it. Josh Ross, the fifth-year senior, right, came back for that final year, that COVID year with Michigan. And, boy, that was a great decision for him. Let's go through his numbers here throughout his tenure. First season, didn't have a whole lot going on. Just four tackles was the highlight. We're going to move on to 2018 real quick. 55 total tackles and two passes defended with one sack in there. So you can say, okay, he's getting a little bit better. 2019, like I said, went a little bit down. Not the best year for him. 18 total tackles, no passes defended, no sacks, just a little, you know, just not the best going on there. He appeared in just four games going on, so it was a little bit tough for him to kind of get things going that year. Came back in 2020, though, had a solid season, pretty similar, honestly, to 2018. 53 total tackles, no passes defended, though, and one sack, but he did have one interception, the only one of his career. And then we go to this past season, 2021. So he knew, he's like, man, I got to have a tremendous season if I want to ball out in the NFL, if I'm going to get a shot. And he did. So you know how I said he had 53 tackles in 2020? Well, in 2021, he had 106. That's over 50. He doubled. He literally doubled his amount of tackles. So big shout out to him. Two passes defended, half a sack, though. But, man, he just, I don't know what got into him this year to become a tackling machine, did the 6'2", 224-pounder. So very good numbers. 54 of those 106 were solos, by the way, and the other 52 were assisted. So we had help from that outstanding Michigan defense on a good bit of those tackles as well. But when you look at him, man, he is a good prospect. Let's talk more about his strengths and his weaknesses and then where I think he might end up what round. So he plays very fast. He flows with the action. He's smooth lateral ability. In short areas of burst, that's where he's really going to highlight his speed. He's got solid instincts, obviously, if you're able to get that many tackles. And he can find the ball quick. He's not going to be just out there on an island looking around to figure out where the ball's at. He reads the quarterback pretty nice and anticipates where the ball's going to be going. Like I said, he gets all his tackles. Doesn't get many sacks or pass defended. So he's mostly just kind of going to lay back in coverage instead of being the aggressor at the linebacker position. He's got good instincts and very good reaction skills. He's always going to find the ball in traffic, try and punch it out or get an assist on a tackle. He's good at reading the run. He shows good agility and very solid speed to get past certain blockers and finish the job executing that tackle. He's experienced. Like I say, he played 5 years, and he's always good trying to get those receivers or those running backs who are kind of in that jam, right, in between all the offensive tackles and whatnot. He will usually try and find him and knock him down to the ground. Now, what do I think he can improve on? His size isn't the most, isn't the best thing to look at. Like I say, 6'2", 224 pounds, so he's lean. So he's going to lose the size battle to a lot of bigger tight ends and mostly just kind of get pushed out the way whenever they're trying to run their routes. He's lean, so he needs to get stronger, add some bulk. You can see on the screen. I mean, he is in good shape, don't get me wrong, but he could definitely probably bulk up a little bit and get a little bit stronger. He sometimes plays too aggressive and can overrun the ball carrier. He hesitates sometimes whenever there's a quick running back who's coming in and trying to juke him out. Instead of just kind of going at him, he lays back a little bit too much, and he kind of gets caught in the position. And he also plays upright, right? He ducks his head, fails to wrap up at times, usually goes to lay the wood, get the big hit, the big highlight stick hit, but sometimes he can miss it. And then sometimes he's a little bit inconsistent in giving full effort to get that assist tackle, right, to be the second man on the play. So he's got to learn to get that and get a little bit better in that regard. But, I mean, overall, like I said, I think scouts are really going to take to look at this past 2021 season and just say, man, this guy, you know, he had a decent career up until this point. But, I mean, this past season, right, he was an all Big Ten third team selection, defensive player of the week, also 1 week against Washington. And so, I mean, he showed this past season that there is a lot more potential there than some people might have thought. And someone who was also a team captain twice, the players, the coaches, and everyone else around there respected him. And he played in a bunch of games. Like, they appeared in 50 games, with about half of those being a start at Michigan. So, overall, I think if you're going to go with Josh Ross, I think it's going to be a later-round pick, fourth, fifth round. Definitely a developmental piece, not someone you can throw into the system right away. But he does show flashes of good potential. And as long as he's with the right system who can work with him and help out some of those weaknesses and enhance his strengths even more, and also just for himself to get a little bit stronger, I think that he could definitely crack his way into a rotation and get some more playing time in the National Football League. So leave a comment. Where do you think Josh Ross will end up? What round? What team? I love to interact with you. We see all of your comments on Facebook and YouTube. We love interacting with our fans each and every time you do so. So thank you for that. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Well, this has been my video on Josh Ross, the linebacker out of Michigan. Guys, like I said, if you want some amazing football content, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the video, and make sure you check out both of our channels on Facebook and YouTube, the same names, at 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Check us out on Instagram at 100 Yards Football for clips of all of our shows. And of course, got to give the plug to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Overcast, Amazon Music, Alexa, Google Home devices, anything you use, right? I'm sure that there's some obscure podcast streaming platform out there I've never heard of, but you can probably find us on over there. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their continued support. So find us out there, leave a review, and check out some awesome football content with draft content, game previews back when we were doing those, when the seasons was going on strong, amazing history specials about former players, former teams, and just top-tier interviews with some of the game's greatest players representing Delray Beach out there in Florida, or just all over, guys, from the NFL, college football, or even just amazing people we like to highlight here on the show as a community. So please go over there, leave us a comment, leave us a like, and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single moment of our top-tier quality content. Like I said, I've been your host this evening, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone. We will talk to you again on another live video. Stay safe, and we will see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.